Ad Foyam Parapet Mishnah Dalet Hamakveva Hamita Shachul Vashemesh Shotrumat Zafa Gabem. Porridge and a thin piece of batter, which are chul, and the batter was placed inside the porridge, and they're both chul and they're not truma. And there's oil of truma floating on top of them. Oil of truma was poured into the porridge and it's floating on top of the porridge. V'nagat foyon b'shemen, lo paso ela Hashem. And if it's foyon touches the shemen that's floating on top of the porridge, only the shemen of truma becomes possible. The rest of the porridge remains taut. V'imchibetz komakon sh'aylech Hashemen paso. And if the oil or truma was mixed in together with the porridge and the batter, in such a case, everywhere where the shemen is present would become possible. Even the part of the part and the batter, which is together with the shemen, also becomes possible along with the shemen. And since the shemen was mixed in with the porridge, it's considered connected to the porridge, and therefore, since the shemen becomes possible from the tfoyon, the part of the part that's mixed in with the shemen also becomes possible. Even though the porridge and the batter is chulin, not truma, and it's tfoyon only possible truma, but tfoyon will not be mitame chulim. In this case, since it's mixed in with the shemen shel truma, and the shemen shel truma becomes possible, the parge also becomes possible along with it. So tfoyon parabez mishnah hey basar akoid shakara malav akipa. Basar, which is hex, that it would gelled over the gravy from the meat, together with the spices and little pieces of meat on the bottom of the pot, gelled over. Nagat tfoyon bekipa chatichoy mutar. If it's tfoyon, we touch the gelled part, only the gel part would become possible. The pieces of meat would be mutter. They would not become possible from the tfoyom. Naga bechaticha. If the tfoyom touches one of the pieces of meat of hegdus that's inside the pot, chaticha b'chol ha'olam ima chibur zelazet. That piece of meat together with everything that comes up with it when you pull it out of the pot would be considered an attachment and would be possible. But the rest of the pot would be mutter. Only that piece of meat together with anything that comes up with it when you take it out of the pot is considered attached. The rest of the pot would be mutter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer, Shneim Chibur Zelazet. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that when the piece of meat gelled over, it's all considered an attachment. The entire pot is considered attached, and the piece of meat are considered an attachment to the gelled part, so therefore, if the tfuyom was at the gelled part, the entire pot would become possible. It's all considered an attachment. V'chein b'kidneyeh shekormu agabe prusa. So two kidneys that gelled over pieces of bread. The pieces of bread were placed on top of the kidneys that were being cooked, and it gelled over. It's for yom that touches the gelled part. Only the gelled part would become possible, as this would have the same din as the gelled over meat, that the gelled part would not be considered an attachment to the piece of meat. So too, in this case, the gelled over kidneys would not be considered an attachment to the piece of bread. Maisek dera bikinias. Maisek dera bikinias are kidneys that are cooked in a pot. If they had not been cooked very long, and the kidneys are separate, they hadn't formed into one mass, in such a case, it's not considered an attachment. You touch one piece of kidneys, only that piece would become possible. The rest of the pot would be mutter. But if the kidney is cooked for a very long time, and it's all one mass, then the whole thing is considered an attachment, and any part of the kidney that you touch, the entire kidneys would become possible. If after the kidneys were cooked, it formed into different masses, it formed into more than one mass, in such a case, you would have to count. Meaning to say, if a sheriff touches one of the masses, that would be considered a rishon l'tuma. And that rishon l'tuma, if it touches the second mass would be a sheni l'tuma, and the second mass, if it touches the third mass, would be a shlishi l'tuma, as each mass is considered separate, so therefore, the mass that the sheriff touches becomes a rishon, and would make the other mass into a sheni, and the sheni would make another mass into a shlishi. Shemen shusaf agabe ayay, v'nagat v'yom b'shemen lo paso ela Hashem. If oil is floating on wine, and the tfoyon touches the oil that's floating on the wine, only the oil becomes possible. If the oil is truma, it would become possible, but the yayin that's underneath it is not considered an attachment to the oil and would not become possible from the tfoyon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Oimer, Shneim Chibur Zelazet. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, the two of them are considered attached. The oil and the yayin is considered one thing. They're considered attached. So therefore, when the tfoyon touches the shemen, which is floating on the yayin also would become possible if the yayin is true.